us about the feet and the body parts, that's something that is like feet and legs and the knees and arms and the elbows and the head and the eyes, that would be what made up the physical body. And if you look at what makes up the foot, what's the toes and the heel and the ankle and the bones, and what makes up the bones is the calcium and this and that and that. So you have to keep going deeper and deeper, or I have to keep going deeper and deeper to find out what that stuff really is, and is it like...
Okay, now Lane, I didn't ask you what your body was made out of. I said, are you in your feet? That existence. Do you find yourself in the feet, or the hand, or the neck? Where do you find yourself in the body? This, what it does when you do that, is that first you have to understand from your own experience that when you search in your body, it's not in a specific, it's like witnessing your toe, you're witnessing your kidney, you're witnessing your heartbeat, but you are the witness. So this exercise that we did tonight shows that the witness is witness the body, the witness the creation, the witness the creation beyond the creation. Therefore, the witness is the mightiest. If the witness is the mightiest, then nothing else could be that. Do you guys follow? Lane?
Yeah, to a little, like, a little bit about, like, what witness is.
Yes. What I'm trying to do is to get all of us interested, because this is what the teaching that comes through me is all about. It's not about anything outside of us, because anything outside of that is not as mighty as that. So we have to get a hold of that which is mightiest until the identification takes place. Without doing this is a gymnastic over the mind, as in spirituality. So I don't know, I don't blame if I'm not understood, because one has to see it for oneself to have a glimpse of it to understand. But very important to know that the eyewitness is the only reality. That's it. But it's not enough to say that. It's not enough to just say eyewitness is the biggest reality. No. You must be aware of it by yourself. It has to be a living, continuous awareness.
For me, doing that sparked the answer, I am the witness, but for me that's a concept to some extent, so it made me, okay, so what does that mean?
That's exactly why we did that.
That's what it drove for me, was, okay, that was the first phrase that came to my mind.
Good.
But then, okay, then what is that? What is
good.
What is
good, good, good. And then?
Well,
you went as far as that.
I got a little analogy, you know, the little cell in the body asking the lung.
No. This is not.
I got distracted.
I swept this away.
Yeah,
this is nonsense. It turned out you started it very well.
The reason I was talking about that is because it's just something I read, and like about what, like, everything being one or not two. So maybe not one, just not two. So is it everything separate, or is everything together? And
yeah, I see. As a body, you're saying, Lane.
Yeah.
Yes. Body is formed from five elements in the creation of two-ness, which is the creation of the mind. Follow this very carefully. In that creation, multiplicity is the characteristic of it. But what constitutes all of this multiplication is that one that we call witness. Do you see? So is all the bodies one? No, they are not. There are five elements with the different forms. They are made out of five elements with different forms. But that, which I was trying to get a glimpse for you guys tonight, is one. Is one. In other words, if I erase, which was our first meditation, if I erased in my mind all your shapes, that which you cannot see with your two eyes, that is the only reality. I might sound gibberish, but I feel like I'm telling the truth through experience. Not experience. Experience is belittling it, through being it, without a shadow of the doubt. So that's why I said, do you even know what's going on here? Is it extreme high caliber? Not because I say it, because it is. And I don't care if nobody comes. I'm just telling the truth. I could sit here and scream the same thing in an empty room.
Will we ever know what's going on here?
Something in you doesn't even know, need to know. It's already it.
By the way, what is the five elements?
Fire, earth, water, ether, space.
And that is compound. That is
with that feet. Is. There is nothing else but that. So five elements is feeding on itself. There is nothing strange. There is no six elements to, you know, mess it up. It's five elements. That's all it is. This is why we talk about disease, discord, disharmony cannot exist, because five elements is five elements. It's not five here and six here where they could have problem with each other. So this is the food. The food that we eat is consists of five elements. The earth that holds the things is five elements. There is nothing but five. The body, it is. The food product is five elements, is all five elements, but we're not concerned with the five elements right now. It's nice to know that there is so much variety of five things, but what gives these five elements its imaginary existence is the witness. Is who you really are. You are that. You are the mightiness.
So the witness is like the real.
That's
saying.
Right.
The witness is the real.
That's
seeing,
right.
Okay, I see that.
Yes.
Yes. A little bit understanding.
Yes. Good.
A little bit
good,
Lane.
Yes. Yes. You
so.
See, I was digging with you and carefully because I didn't want you to get offended. But if I do something here, it's because I just don't want you to have a misunderstanding of it and then go on your misunderstanding and then never soon be able to find the water. Now, all the exercise we did tonight is to empty our concept of who we are, which we are not. She's Suli with this physical. She's not. But she can say she is, as long as she wants to. That's why we did the I in the midst of me is mighty. I wanted you to see the individuality in your greatness. Then the universal in that greatness. Then we went into where can you find yourself? All of this is stripping the nonsense that we believed. like I always say in this class, they told us that we were born, we believed it.
Whose fault is it?
Whose fault is it?
Ours, for believing it?
No, okay. It's not even your fault. It's not your fault. It's a universal acceptance out of feeling of separation. But that's not lost. We can all go back to it.
Until you got to this part of meditation, I really thought I just was not getting it. But it was the blankness.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can call it that. You can call it that. For Wendell, this would be perfect.
Yeah. I got there the first time, and I was like, I'm nothing. And I said, well, maybe I'll erase it again.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. You continue. Yeah. Exactly. So what we are doing here, Suli, is that when you realize that you are greater than your body, greater, that you are that divinity that motivates this body first, before we get to the universal one. Then, whenever there is a problem, you have a better understanding of yourself and you can't get fooled as easily, thinking that you are the body.
So are you trying to say that the body and your soul or what you believe is totally separate things? Or they're...
Okay, I'm going to give you an example, Suli. Just think that you went to sleep last night and you had a dream that you were walking by an ocean and you saw fish come jumping up, or dolphin, whatever. In the dream, you forgot that you slept. You were sleeping. You really saw yourself by the ocean and you saw the dolphin. Now, were you real in the dream by the ocean, or were you real in the bed?
In reality, or in the bed.
Okay. That would be what I'm saying about the body and the witness. If your body is real, therefore your dream is real too at night. If you don't believe that your dream at night is real, then your body is not real either.
That's kind of a confusing concept.
It is confusing to the mind, thank God.
Yeah.
Because it is breaking all the concepts that we had of wrong. And in that confusion, there is an emptiness. And in that emptiness, you'll get a glimpse of what I'm saying. So if we take our existence to the night dream, we have a much better understanding of who we are. I always have said it for 7 years here. 7 whole years here. I've been saying the same damn thing. I feel pain. What is the remedy for my pain? To realize that I'm mightier than my pain of the body. I have a nightmare at night. What is the remedy? To wake up and know that I'm mightier than my dream. Do you follow?
Well, then you could control. Then you could have essence of control if you could think that you're mightier.
That's right. But if you, what would you control? Your dream? Or you would be disinterested to control that dream because you know it's not real.
Well, sometimes what you dream is part of your, part of you, what's going on in your life, that's why you dream on it, isn't it?
But nevertheless, it's not real.
Your dream is something that your mind will start to believe
exactly.
So much that you put yourself there.
Exactly. It plays a movie at night. So this is a universal movie, and that's a night movie.